Are we ready to talk about Rainwatt?
Sure.
I like you and I like her and you like me. And I want you both to be my girlfriends. I like her and I like you and she likes me. And I want you both to be my girlfriends. And I will hold both of your hands while you tell me how your journeying away has been for you. Maybe we should start a band. You play the bass, I'll play guitar, and you can play the drums. I like.
Did you know the Death Cab for Cutie song that it references?
Yes. Yeah. It's you know it, right? Or did you?
I don't know it. I had to go listen to it. And I felt that, you know, it is the same chord progression. I did get that, but I had to get myself familiar with the song. And it's a good Death Cab song. I should probably listen to more of their music.
Yeah, I think this is one of their more popular ones. So yeah, I think there was some concern early on that it had to be familiar to people. And I think if that's something that people were worried about, I just got to assure everybody that, no, this is a, you know, honestly, I think this might be the most familiar one to me. Off the top of my head, I know this and Crooked Teeth, and I'm not sure which one I think is more famous.
Cool. Yeah, the lyrics are super cute. I love the line about starting a band. This song is really laid back and relaxing and toe-tapping. I certainly enjoyed it from that perspective. I had a pretty stressful week, and it did relax me when it came on, so that was nice. The arrangement and production, I feel, is just not as strong as other songs in this round. It's not exactly G&G. I think there's a separate track of lead acoustic guitar playing for emphasis, but it's hard to cut it with a G&G type song in a competition where you've got, you know, Agony Sauce and Max Bombast and yeah. Vowel Sounds, who do all of this delightful musical layering. And so I think it lost some estimations in my ranking just for its simple arrangement and production.
Yeah, I felt very much the same way. Like, much like the Agony Sauce song, I thought this was a great, great song, and I enjoy listening to it a lot, and I'm giving it a lower ranking anyway for comparatively low production quality and maybe lower effort, you know, though that might be a misperception on my part. I like the lyrics, and I like the performances. It's quirky and fun and pleasant to listen to. The harmony vocal is really good. And I don't think there's anything really specifically wrong with this song, but I'd feel bad ranking it higher than, say, Agony Sauce or Max Bombast because it's so rough sounding. That roughness has its charm, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we're kind of saying the same thing about this song. Compared to some of the others that have a lot of polish on them, it's hard to rank this very nice, very pleasant, really enjoyable song over some of these other really enjoyable songs.
Completely agree.
Yeah.